Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. And, of course, as you all know that listen to the show, I am Angela Butler. Today's guest is Mr. Gregory P. Jones. Gregory is a singer and songwriter and I believe a soon-to-be author. Hello, Gregory, and welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right, and you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, it's good to have you on Show Talk with Angela Butler. When did you first know that singing was what you wanted to do?
Well, when I was young, my father and my grandmother used to buy me instruments when I was about 9 and 10 years old, and I used to always play around with them. And so in school, I became a poetry writer, one of the top poetry writers in my junior high school and high school years. So I translated that into writing songs, and I've been doing that ever since. Then I started recording when I was about 17 in Memphis, Tennessee, in Al Green studio, and from then on I've been doing it ever since.
Okay, Mr. Al Green, okay. Do you have a gospel breakdown, or is it all R&B?
Well, really all R&B, because I go to church a lot. I just never wanted to mix it because I was into R&B and doing the blues. I ain't never wanted to be singing one thing in church and singing another thing somewhere else. So I just kept it like that. And I say one day I'm going to put out a gospel album, and that's my plans to do.
All right. Okay. I understand that. All right. Who has influenced your singing career the most?
Al Green was one, getting to meet him in the barcades and being around them in Memphis. They were one of the people who did it. And another person was like, I used to always listen to Keith Sweat and people like, who else I used to listen to a lot? It was Keith Sweat and I like Earth, Wind & Fire and Rick James. And so I used to listen to them a lot, and that's something I always wanted to do. And that's why on this album here. Oh, and somebody else I used to listen to a lot of, what the guy name just passed. I'm trying to think of the blues singer name, Tyrone Davis. So,
okay.
But and that's why on my album now I got my new single out. It's a old Rick James song called "Dance with Me."
Okay, so it's blues and R&B. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. You're from the state of Mississippi.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to have to take a quick break. Beck, I'm sorry about this, okay?
Special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. I'm sorry about that, listeners. I apologize. That was all my fault. Had a little technical problem. Okay. Who has been? You also are a songwriter. Who have you wrote songs for?
I wrote songs for Mr. Theo Zeeley, Labrada Wilson, the younger brother of Casey and JoJo, artist named Rashida, Willie Hill, Lacey, and a couple more people like Pantress and different artists like that. That's in the Southern Soul market.
Okay, Southern Soul Mark. Okay. You are from the state of Mississippi, are you not?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Okay. All right. You're not in Georgia. You don't have to tell me what part, but you're in Georgia, right?
No, I used to live in Georgia. I stayed in Georgia 5 years. I moved back to Mississippi because I wanted to start my thing here and try to get these younger kids into it and so they can learn about music and show them the ways and steps to try to get their music out there.
Okay. All right. I have relatives from the state of Mississippi.
Well, you do. That's a nice place still. Certain parts.
Certain parts, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Certain parts. why did you decide that the blues would be your genre of music?
Well, because that's what they do here. They deep into blues. But my albums, if you go to CD Baby iTunes and look up Gregory P. Jones, you'll realize that my albums are a little different because I incorporate R&B. Some of the songs got rap in it. I incorporate different styles of music all together to make a different, vibe and connect with young and older people. So, really, it's not really just blues. It's some R&B. My first thing, I used to be a rapper. Way back in the days. And, I used to be a rapper. I used to rap with artists like MC Thick, open up for Two Live Crew and all them people like that. I used to do that. Then I moved on to something else. Once I got too old and wanted to rap, I went to Southern Soul and R&B.
Okay. Do you like songwriting or singing the best?
I like songwriting more than anything, but, I like singing a lot, but songwriting, I can just write a song, because I'm one of the fastest songwriters, if not the fastest and best songwriters in Southern Soul. So
you are? Okay, that is wonderful. Have you got an award for that?
Nope, they ain't gave me one. I had number one record. I had 3 number one records.
They have not given you an award, and you have 3 number one records.
Yep,
I'm wrong.
I'm wrong. You go to YouTube and look up Missing You Baby and Blues Man Lover and see how many records, just see how many people was on to them songs, But it's just like that. They got their picks and choose it, but it'll be all right. But I like writing more because that way I ain't got to get out there and sing. I write the song for the person. They get out there and perform it, and I get, I get what I'm supposed to get from
it. Okay. What were the top songs and which artists sing them?
My top song was Labrada Wilson's song, was Missing You. That was the number one song. Then Lacey got a song that I wrote in 2009, and it was on her 2009 album, not the radio station, gone crazy over it right now, called Any Woman's Man. It's by Lacey. And and if you look it up, it's a song women crazy about, it's telling about that. They want a good man. They don't want no any woman's man that want to be a player or anything like that.
Okay. All right.
So, and my book out, too. They can check out my book on Barnes & Noble.
Okay. Tell my listeners about your book.
My book is a poetry book. It's called Something You Could Have Said But You Didn't. It's a book of poetry about real life situations that everybody go through. It got marriage vows, political poetry in there. It's just something to check with you. If you read it, you'll never put it down. I guarantee you that you read one poem from two or none.
Okay. All right. You're going to have to send me an autographed copy of that.
I'll do that.
I appreciate that.
And my new album come out the first of the year. I'm going to send you an autographed copy of that, too.
I would appreciate that. I really would. So what was the name of your poem book, the poetry book?
It's called Something You Could Have Said, But You Didn't.
All right, listeners, you heard him. Okay. Are you CEO of a company?
Yes, I'm CEO of BGM Record, Big G Money Music. I've been the CEO of that for the last 25 years. And
okay.
Some other things I do, too. I promote, and me and a friend of mine, we do a big festival here in Mississippi. It's one of the biggest festivals in the South. We have about 20,000 to 15,000 people a year there, and we do that every year in June. In June, we have that.
Okay, it's a festival, a singing festival where people come
it's
and
a
sing.
Singing festival. We have
concerts.
Singing. I'm telling you, we have singing. We have rodeo. We have four-wheeler riding, four-wheeler races. We have mechanical bulls all in one spot on 450 acres of land. And,
how much land?
On 450 acres of land.
Ooh, shit.
And we have that, and we're going to charge for $20. You can join
$5
for $20. And we have people from Texas, Chicago, Florida, you can see, that come to that event every year. They don't miss it.
I wonder if I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, you go on the internet and Google Sibley Zydeco Festival, and you'll see everything in a minute. They got pictures and tell you who's gonna be on the show next year, and all that. Cause next year we're gonna have Lakeside. They're gonna be the head group this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big.
So when did you start your company, Big Money Music?
I started in 1996.
Okay, so you've been at this a long while.
Yeah, okay. Way before 1996.
It's time to give you some recognition, too. Somebody better come up with an award.
The main recognition I want right now is give me a hit over in the R&B field. That's what I want to do. That's the only field I ain't got where I want to get it right now.
Okay.
I write country music too, but I can't find no country singer.
Oh, okay. You write country music. Okay.
Yeah, I got country songs done. I just got to find the people to sing them. They've been recorded, everything. All I got to do is find the person to sing them.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. How would people contact you if they wanted to have a book or a song published? Because isn't that what your company is, a publishing company?
Well, mine is a publishing company. But right now, I'm just working along with my stuff right now. And I can tell people how to do it because I tell a lot of people, like on my Facebook page, they always call me, get in touch with me, ask me, how do I get to put this record out? What do I got to do? What a good publishing company for my book that they can afford? I can help people with that and stuff like that. But for putting stuff out right now, I'm trying to get everything I got lined up and on track, then I'm going to start helping others get theirs out there.
Okay, all right. It's a great thing that you're doing for the children in Mississippi. Real great thing.
Yeah, they need, because a lot of them think, I have one problem I have a lot of them look at TV and BET and think it's supposed to happen overnight, but it don't happen but they don't realize that. Then they ready to quit when they don't see it coming in. As soon they put it out next week, they figure they're supposed to be rich. It don't work like that.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. So you're working with the youth in Mississippi. Well, that is great, and you have the festival. What did you say the name of that festival again?
Sibley. That's Sibley Zydeco Festival.
Okay. All right, listeners, you're listening to...
Next year will be the sixth year. Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I say next year will be the sixth year that we have it, and this is going to be one of the biggest ones ever that we have. It's gonna be something to see, because we got a lot of good acts coming and a lot of different things. You can get your four-wheeler and ride all over the whole place and race your four. We got a racetrack down there, state-of-the-art racetrack for four-wheelers. It's just so many things you can do. And bring your kids. We got a kids' place for the kids, all that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Doing it big in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the only festival do it like this, and the rest of them won't do that. Have all them different events.
Oh, I believe that. have to tell my cousins about it, and then we come down.
I tell you what you can do. Go on, your audience can go on YouTube and look up Civil Exotico Festival. We got video, and you can see all the different videos of the different events that we did down there every year. And I guarantee you'll be excited when you see it. You can ride horses, everything. You can bring your horse down there. It don't matter.
Okay. All right. Listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. My guest is Gregory P. Jones. Mr. Jones is going to play some of your music, okay? Clips of it.
Okay. Okay.
All right, listen. The next song, the first song is Dance With Me by Gregory P. Jones. And when we come back, he'll tell you where you can go and buy his CD.
We about to turn it up and hit the night, baby. You ready for this? 2014, baby.
That was a small clip from Mr. Gregory P. Jones' song "Dance with Me." Gregory,
yes.
Would you like to talk about this song, the writers of this song, and things like that?
Well, that song there, I used to listen to it a lot on Rick James' Greatest Hits, and I said one day I want to do that song. So, and that was about 10 or 11 years ago. I used to always listen to it, so I decided to record it this year. And put it out, and the only thing I did to it was change the chorus to turn it up, because that's a familiar thing to younger people. I wanted to mix it to make it for young and older people. The older people remember the song, and the younger people hear something in there that a term that they use a lot. And so I decided to record it, and right now that song is playing in Buffalo, New York. It's playing in New Orleans, Mississippi, and a couple more areas. It's a really big song for me. I performed it last night at a big event. So it's a good song, and if you want to get into my music, you can go to CD Baby, look up Gregory P. Jones, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere on your internet that sell music. All you have to do is put my name in, and all my music will come up, and you can check it out and see what you like.
Okay. All right, we're going to play the next song, Mr. Gregory P. Jones, and it's Dance With Me. Then we're going to come back and you can talk about your next song, Dance With Me.
We about to turn it up and hit the night, baby. You ready for this? 2014, baby.
All right, that was my mistake. I meant to go to Gregory P. Jones, Let's Go Master. I apologize, okay? All right.
Come on, come on. I know.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Gregory P. Jones. His his song is Let's Go. Gregory, would you like to talk about this song?
Okay, this is what I got to tell you about this song. The artist on there is Castro Coleman. When you look for it, look under Castro Coleman. It's a song I wrote for me and him were working together, and I wrote that song for him. And that song, when I went in the studio, was meant for me to sing. But he recorded it and sent it to me. I said, well, I'm going to let you sing that song. As long as I get the writing credit, it's cool. And he did it such a good job, and I kept it like that. And he told me just put it out there because he's in another genre of music. And that's one of the songs he was working on. And I decided to release it. And he told me, you know, go on and release it, which it was, it's my song anyway. I can go on and release it. It's just his voice singing it, you know. So if you look for that song, it's under Castro Coleman, wrote by Gregory P. Jones. So that's one of the artists I'm working with. And he real popular, too.
Okay, are you working with any other artists?
I'm still working with Lacey. Still working with Labrato. I just wrote some songs for him. And
Labrato is
Casey and JoJo brother.
Okay.
From the group Jodeci.
Okay.
Yeah, that's their brother. Right. You can look up him. He's real popular too. He out there everywhere, all over the country.
Mhm. Okay. Well, we're gonna play the next song. Okay. It's Late. And it's by you, right?
Yeah, that's by me. That's me singing.
Okay. All right, Late by Gregory P. Jones. Gregory P. Jones. So, did you write this song?
Yeah, I wrote that. All the songs you heard, I wrote every last one of them. It's just one of them not singing. The first one I'm singing and that one. The Rick James song I'm singing and that one. But, yeah,
okay.
I wrote that song there, too. And that's naming
okay.
that. It's Too Late.
Too Late. All right. So, so if somebody wanted you to write a song, how would they contact you to have a book or song published or get you to work with them as artists? And also, do you work with the youth outside of Mississippi?
Yeah, I work with all of them. Anybody who need any help or trying to get something done or need a song wrote and it ain't no problem. They can get in touch with me. They can go to my Facebook page under Gregory P. Jones and inbox me. And I'll call Angela and get my phone number or anything. It ain't hard.
Okay.
I ain't hard to catch up with.
Call me.
Yeah, call Angela and get my phone number. I can give you my phone number now if they need it.
I wouldn't advise you put your phone number out there.
Yeah, I know.
Facebook or email address.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah. That's some pretty great listeners, though. If you want to give your email address, our website or something like that.
Okay, I give my email address. It's OneDream, that's spelled OneDream, 4122 at yahoo.com.
Can they hit you up on Facebook?
Yeah, they can hit me up on Facebook. My Facebook page probably got 40 messages on it, and I stay busy. I'm going to go look at it soon as I get off here. I stays on there because that's where I do all my promoting for all my different events and all the products I've got. Cause I had a T-shirt line. I got a T-shirt line going, too.
Oh, okay.
So you go on Facebook and look at my T-shirts, and they strictly for women, and I got some religious shirts out there for people who have events at church and stuff. They might want to wear one of them to that too, and I might give out a couple free ones. Whoever get in touch with me first on Facebook.
Okay, I have to ask this question: have you ever did any acting?
I was getting ready to get it. We got a movie here now called Get On Up, the Jane Brown movie. They shooting now. I got on it too late, and the guy who's singing my other song called Let's Go, he in the movie. He doing five parts, and plus he the music director for the show, for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I ain't never did no acting.
Oh, you've never did no acting.
No, I never did no acting.
That's what I wanted to know. So, what's next? What is next for you, Gregory P. Jones? What's next?
My next thing is put out this full album on the New Year's. That's when it come out. And get ready for this big event I got going on, and write more songs for people. When they call me, write them songs. That's the main thing right now going on with me. You know,
okay,
unless something pop up, I might wake up, another idea might come up.
Okay. All right. So you're just going to continue writing those hits, those songs, okay?
Oh, yeah. My catalog got over 5,000 songs in it.
5,000 songs. Now, when you say catalog, would you explain that to me?
Okay, if you go like BMI, I got like songs and BMI. On my other catalog, I got saved on my computer with all my songs on there. So right now I got over 5,000 songs because really I write 3 songs a day anyway. But my only problem I got, when people call me for a song and they give me an idea what they want to do, I write a whole new song instead of going to my catalog and say, yeah, I got a song for you. So I hardly barely get to use some songs because I got songs on my phone. I got songs all over the house, everywhere, books and on my computers. I just write a lot, you know. And like on this album, out of all them songs I got, I might have used 2 for my catalog. The rest of them I wrote right then and there.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is you have BMI, you have 5,000 songs. I understand that. But are you getting royalties off those? I mean,
on BMI, them the songs that been recorded. I got like 40-something songs on BMI. But I got my computer database where I keep all my information, all my stuff in, I got 5,000 songs on there. I ain't got 5,000 songs with BMI. The only time they go to BMI,
the only
time you can do that is let somebody record the song. They'll go to BMI. So the ones I got in BMI is from all the different artists I wrote for and my songs on there.
And you wrote over 40 songs that are on BMI.
On BMI, yeah. And I'm steady with more.
Great.
It might be more now. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're very talented and gifted. God has really blessed you. That is great.
Yeah, yeah, because I had a producer call me the other day say, I got an artist need a song real bad. He needs something upbeat. And I'm calling you because I know I send you this music. 15 minutes, that song finished. It's going to be back. Because that's how I do it. I don't waste no time. They send me the track, or they tell me what they want. They ain't got to wait 2 or 3 days. I can write 5 songs in an hour.
Oh, goodness. That is great. I used to do poetry when I was younger. I used to write poetry.
I love poetry, man. I used to get all my girlfriends. I write
okay.
that poetry and send them flowers to them.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, we're going to go to another break. I'm going to play... we're going to listen to Raquel Charles, the drop she did for me. And check her out, too. You can Google her. All right.
This is Raquel Charles reminding you to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler to catch the hottest interviews.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Exquisite Express Incorporated specializes in designing signature solutions to help attract more business. Their creative designs through their associate company, Exquisite Designs, give everyday people insight on the latest fashion, food specialties, technology gadgets, and entertainment. Exquisite Designs also provides barista services through Exquisite Barista. You can read all about what they are doing in their digital and print magazine, Exquisite Fusion. Feel free to give us a call, 1-855-379-2540, 1-855-379-2540.
All right, listeners, you listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest today is Gregory P. Jones, and he's a songwriter, singer, and author, not soon to be author, but author already. What you just listened to was some commercials and with Mr. Andy Clyde Incorporated, the Conglomerate Magazine, and Exquisite Barista. And the young lady that's doing the drops is Miss Raquel Charles. She's a very talented and gifted young lady. You can Google her. I don't remember the name of her CD, but you can always Google her and I find out about her. Okay, Mr. Jones, hi. Sorry about all that. I had to get all that did.
That's part of the business.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to ask you something. This is not about your career. And if you don't want to answer it, you're not obligated to answer, which, of course, you already know that. What do you think of our current president, President Barack Obama?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you about that. I think they're giving him a very hard time. They ain't never give another president that kind of hard a time ever. And that's the only thing I have a problem with. They, people refuse to work with him and give him the benefit of a doubt about things he do or anything. They just push him a lot, I ain't never see that happen to no president in my time, go through what he going through, So that's about the only problem I have. I see with it.
Yeah,
really
they are giving him a real hard time, and he's the first black president. Some people don't like to use the word black. I know it sounds strange, but the first black American president in his second term, and they won't work with him at all. He could get a lot done if they would work with him.
Mm-hmm, that's right, and I feel like this, that if the things they say about him, if they was so true, why would he get a second term? Evidently, America don't feel that way about him, so I don't understand. That's what I don't understand. Just work with him. This is last year in office. You ain't got to deal with him problem no more. Work with him and see how things work out, America based on everybody working together. That's the only thing, anything to be accomplished.
All right. Okay, thank you for that. Now, I know you said you're going to send me a CD. And what else were you going to send me? A copy of your CD, a book,
yeah.
Autograph, book. Okay, now I'm going to look for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to look for that.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to post on your page exactly when I'm going to send it. So you will be right there. It's going to take a minute because I got to order.
Send me a message.
Huh?
Just send me a message.
That's what I'm going to do.
Just send me a message. Okay. All right. So, if in all your years of being an artist, author, singer, songwriter, what advice could you give someone, it doesn't necessarily have to be a younger person, that would benefit them that are entering the entertainment field and entering as either an artist, songwriter, you know, like I just said, what advice could you give them to help them out along the way about something you've learned that will benefit and help somebody else?
Okay, the things I've learned is two things. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do, and don't never give up on your dream because you never know when opportunity might present itself. Then the main two things I got to tell anybody, because a lot of people will give up because it ain't happening fast enough, or they'll listen to someone else telling them not to do something, because really in all, they, at the end of the day, they don't want you to make it anyway. So you got to make your own decision if you want to accomplish that dream. I'll give up on that dream. So my advice to anybody, never give up on what you're trying to do in life, and don't let nobody try to take you down or stop you from accomplishing what you're trying to do in life.
That's right, because Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream, too. That's right. Okay, that's going to end it for most of the questions. Listeners, Show Talk with Angela Butler has had Gregory P. Jones on the show, and I thank you for coming to the show, calling in to the show.
Okay, I'm glad to be on the show. And anytime I have a new project come up, I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to let you get the interview on that. And especially if I don't get a month of platinum album out there, you're going to be the first to know.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to play some clips of your songs again so the listeners can hear it. All right. Well, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I just wanted to say you're very gifted and talented and very blessed.
Okay, and thank you, too, for this interview, because I sure appreciate it. And thank you for keeping me in mind. And thank your audience for listening. And go out there and get them songs and that book. And you'll be calling Angela and say, this is a great book and these are nice songs. I guarantee you.
Call her Angela.
Yeah, call Angela. Them your listeners, baby.
They're gonna be calling me. Okay.
Yeah,
now.
Ringing out the hook like artist call. I mean, a radio station told me the other day. I played that song, and that phone just was ringing. People calling me about it, and so that's why I be wanting to hear.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, and God bless you and your career and everything. You know, I hope everything continues to go well for you.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you, too, and your audience.
All right. Yeah, and the audience. Okay. All right, listeners, that was Gregory P. Jones. I'm going to play some clips of his music again, the song Dance With Me.
We about to turn it up in here tonight, baby. You ready for this? 2014, baby.
A minute of your precious time.
listeners, that was a clip from Gregory P. Jones, Dance With Me. The next one is from Gregory P. Jones. Let's go. Gregory P. Jones. The next song is Too Late by Gregory P. Jones. Too Late by Gregory P. Jones. Listeners, I thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm going to play Raquel Charles Drop and a couple of more commercials, and then that's going to end the show. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it.
This is Raquel Charles reminding you to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler to catch the hottest interviews.
Exquisite Express Incorporated specializes in designing signature solutions to help attract more business. Their creative designs through their associate company, Exquisite Designs, give everyday people insight on the latest fashion, food specialties, technology gadgets, and entertainment. Exquisite Designs also provides barista services through Exquisite Barista. You can read all about what they are doing in their digital and print magazine, Exquisite Fusion. Feel free to give us a call, 1-855-379-2540, 1-855-379-2540.
All right, listeners, that was Exquisite Express and Exquisite Barista. Next is Andy Clyde Incorporated Event Planning.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. Andy Clyde provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, listeners, that was the Conglomerate Magazine. That's both in print and online. Let's see. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That's going to end it for tonight. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Show Talk
with Angela Butler's theme song. I give a shout out to Mr. Demetrius Jeffries. And Raquel Charles is next, and that will end the show.
This is Raquel Charles reminding you to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler to catch the hottest interviews.